This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. President Trump says the United States will abandon the Intermediate-Range Nuclear Forces Treaty because he charges Russia has repeatedly violated the agreement.
We're not going to let them violate a nuclear agreement and go out and do weapons, and we're not allowed to. We're the ones that have stayed in the agreement, and we've honored the agreement, but Russia has not, unfortunately, honored the agreement. So we're going to terminate the agreement. We're going to pull out.
The Kremlin calls the U.S. action a dangerous step and denies it has violated the terms of the treaty. The INF agreement was signed by President Ronald Reagan and Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev in 1987. It provided for the elimination of short-range and intermediate-range nuclear and conventional missiles, something strongly supported by Washington's Western European allies. Voting continues in Afghanistan's parliamentary elections, though there has been more violence. 15 people were killed, another 60 wounded, when a suicide bomber tried to enter a polling station in northern Kabul, and a roadside bomb took 11 lives in eastern Nangarhar province. Once the voting is done, what next for Afghanistan? Nazif Sharani is a scholar at Indiana University who spoke with VOA in Kabul.
I think the expectation is the outcome will be quite contested, and there will be charges and countercharges of all sorts. How they're going to sort that out, that is, who will be declared winners. The important role of this particular elected parliament will be, if it's going to happen, will be constitutional amendment.
World pressure on Saudi Arabia to be transparent in the investigation of dissident journalist Jamal Khashoggi's death is growing. While President Trump seems inclined to give the Saudis more time to explain, many close U.S. allies are warning against a Saudi cover-up. Turkish officials say they believe Khashoggi was killed by Saudi agents in retaliation for his criticism of Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. This is VOA News. There have been new killings in the Ebola-stricken area of Congo. One rebel force is being blamed for 13 civilian deaths and the abduction of a dozen children. Two Congolese army medical officers were killed by another armed group. The violence once again threatens efforts to contain the spread of the disease in Congo's northeast. The country's health minister called it a dark day for everyone fighting the deadly virus. The man who oversees the investigation of Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. presidential election will answer questions from lawmakers this week. We have a report from AP's Mike Gracia.
The chairman and two leading Democrats on the House Judiciary Committee and the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee will question Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. The House Judiciary Committee says the transcribed interview will take place on October 24th. It will focus on a New York Times report that Rosenstein discussed secretly recording President Donald Trump last year. The interview will come 13 days before the midterm elections. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The presidents of Honduras and Guatemala have agreed to a joint strategy to return a caravan of migrants to Honduras. President Trump has warned the convoy must be stopped before it reaches the United States, a warning he repeated Saturday night on a political trip to Nevada.
I will seal off the border before they come into this country, and I'll bring out our military, not our reserves. I'll bring out our military.
Meanwhile, large numbers of migrants who had been stopped by Mexican police on a bridge at the Guatemala border have crossed into Mexico by swimming across the river below and are once again said to be on the march. There has been a dramatic increase in aid to the Indonesian island of Sulawesi, struggling to recover from its twin disasters of an earthquake and tsunami. Here is VOA's Lisa Schlein.
Aid agencies are racing against time to get relief to earthquake survivors before the monsoon season sets in next month. The Sulawesi disaster is estimated to have killed more than 2,000 people, with at least 680 still missing. The government says around 68,000 houses are damaged. The UN Refugee Agency delivered 435 emergency tents for distribution to families made homeless by the earthquake and tsunami. The agency says that will provide shelter to around 6,500 of the most vulnerable. It says more emergency tents, sleeping mats, mosquito nets, and solar lamps will be delivered in the coming weeks. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Lottery players in the U.S. have another drawing to look forward to this week, a Mega Millions event that promises a top prize of an estimated $1.6 billion. Last week's drawing failed to produce a winner. Gene Randall, VOA News.